With Jane Grieve on the Country Hour, 20 past 12. Well, in amongst the heavy peak hour traffic, it's a sight you don't normally see. A mob of sheep being rounded up by a couple of kelpies on the sports oval of a city school. But high school students at Shenton College in Perth have spent a whole day with this flock to learn more about life on the land and also primary industry. I went along to the school to see how it all went.
X.
Speak.
Well, a lot of these kids probably never even have been this close to a sheep, I'm sure, and I know that's one of the comments. Yeah, hopefully they're enjoying the working dogs, and many of them would have dogs at home, but wouldn't realise that these guys earn a living as well, you know.
One of the lecturers was saying that most of these kids had never ever been out of the city. They've never even seen a sheep in the flesh. And obviously they've been picking up the lambs and having a look, and they're getting a real buzz out of just being able to see the sheep, I think.
Students at Shenton College in Perth arrived at school to see a mob of sheep being rounded up on the school oval. And today is a special day at Shenton College. Every class will incorporate learning about sheep and wool industries. Teacher Warwick Matthews is behind the idea.
I've always had an interest in primary industry farming and whatnot, and I was at a forum over in Tasmania which was looking at the employment opportunities in primary industry and how they could actually promote science in primary industry specifically. And I just came up with this idea of saying, well, why not, you know, if we brought rural to the city, so to speak, that the kids would get some rural experiences, get to talk to farmers, you get to talk to workers in the field. But broader than that, it's really to make education fun. Give them some real things to hang their learning off. So the students have done art to do with sheep, they've done English, maths, science activities, and so we've turned it into a real cross-curricular day.
I'm looking forward to art because we get to make sheep out of like a polystyrene ball, wire, wool and an egg carton.
Science, we're learning about the protein they inject and the how the gut works and all that with the sheep.
Gabby Barrett, and I teach Year 8 English to the Gifted and Talented group as well as to the Mainstream English group. For many of the kids, this is the closest they've ever come into contact with sheep, let alone the working dogs. The kids are going to make a 3D model of a sheep, and they've been asked to think about a slogan or a phrase or even write a brief article on their attitudes towards farming, with agriculture, the wool industry, lamb itself. And they're going to put the banner on the back of the sheep. We're doing a three-dimensional poem, basically. Those sheep are all going to be organised into a little enclosure that will be displayed at the Batty Library later this year.
Yeah, I'm Gary Adamson, and across the arts for Year 8 and 9 at Shenton.
I've just been told you're making sheep in art. Now, what is that all about?
Yeah, we're just working with the Year 8s in particular. And that's just using the wool that's actually been clipped off the sheep and just putting the whole thing through a model with wire, with cardboard, styrene, gluing the whole thing together, and that's going to carry the literacy that Gabby's working with, so we have a 3D literacy package.
Farmers Mike Naisbitt from Lake Grace and Peter Dow from Narrogin have trucked the sheep to Perth especially for the day, and they've spent the day with students answering questions and talking about the life of a sheep producer.
Mike Naisbitt from Lake Grace, bioclip contractor, and I've come to demonstrate to the Shenton College on bioclipping.
Now tell me about the sheep you've brought here today. They're in a little pen on the school oval, which is a bit of an unusual sight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and these kids have got their eyes popping out because they've never seen this before. These ones I've got here are five different bioclipping or needling times so that I can show the kids what they look like in weak stages, and there will be six of them here that will have the nets taken off today. The wool is full growth, and the nets are put on a month before you take the nets off.
So how long has this one been growing its wool?
This is back to 28 days, this one. And it's ready to take off today.
So you just pull the net away?
Yeah, I pull the net off, I cut in between the legs and then just take it off like a jumper. And that's what it looks like underneath.
Gee, it really falls away quick, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. When it works properly, it comes off exactly like a jumper. Yeah, just like it has been shorn, I guess. But better.
Hello, I'm Peter, and we're from Narrogin, and we've brought our white Suffolk stud here today.
And I'm Heather, and obviously from Narrogin as well. And come along with Pete just to help out with the day and let the children see, or the students see, what sheep are like, and a few lambs and things. I think it's going to be a very nice day. They're easy to breed. They've got a lovely temperament. They have ease of lambing. At the end of the day, they are what we need on the hook for the commercial breeders. And obviously the rams that we have, they stand up to what our purchasers want. And the breeding all is just very, very good for commercial market. You can bring along here, and obviously the children are having a great time having a look at them.
I think that's what today's really all about, isn't it? It's bringing, the farm to the city, rather than the city have to go to the farm. It's in probably more of an environment where kids are on a learning side of things as well. And I think it's great. I think we should be looking at more of it.
I'm Simon Leaning. I'm from Mount Helena, and I'm a sheepdog trainer. Well, in this little trailer here, we've got Axel and Barney. Axel's a Kelpie, and Barney's a Border Collie. We've got little April in the middle. She's a little girl that's just started her work. And at the end there, we've got Will and Harry, Border Collie and Kelpie again. We're here just to do a demonstration of some sheepdog work, show them some practical skills, and hopefully pass on a bit of knowledge to the young people and get them interested in a rural lifestyle and how useful they are. They're really a help. They're worth 10 men on a farm, and that's a big saving in costs, and allows us to do a lot of things that we probably couldn't do if we didn't have a working dog like this.
Let's jump the fence and get in there.
Okay, let's go. Axel's showing a fair bit of eye, and Barney's a little bit freer moving, which is farmers tend to like a little more.
You've been breeding sheepdogs for years. What do you want these students to learn today? If you can pass a few things on to them, what would that be?
Our sheep industry is built on the back of some of these dogs, and it's a real credit that we've been able to retain this great working ability.
A few years ago, the Condinan Group conducted a survey that revealed 80% of city kids hadn't ever visited a farm. Even though this might be the case, the students at Shenton College today are watching the sheep really closely and seem very interested in learning more.
Yeah, I went up on Sunday to a farm, so yeah, there were heaps, caught a little lamb and things.
I've never been to a farm.
So what do you think about today?
I think it's really cool how I've got all these little sheep. So cute.
What do you want to learn today?
Learning about bioclip.
Yeah, the bioclip, like how they look all like pink and wrinkly, and then the grows back and then it falls out again. It's like weird.
Yeah. It's strange. I don't know whether it's better for the sheep or not. I suppose it doesn't hurt them, but it just looks unnatural when they don't have any hair.
I want to take a sheep home.
I guess what farm kids say, think is a day-to-day activity, these kids will look at it and say, well, hang on, this, maybe that's not a bad lifestyle at all. And the kids are really amazed that people will come like from Lake Grace, Narrogin, just for a couple of hours in the city. I think that's just what country folk are all about. It's really good.
Now, doesn't that sound like a more interesting than normal day at school? That's Shenton College High School teacher Warwick Matthews that organised that flock of sheep from Lake Grace and Narrogin to be brought to Shenton College. And actually, Peter and Heather Dow from Narrogin brought along a 147-kilo ram, can you believe it, called Fife. And, of course, Fife proved to be very popular with the kids.